When it comes to that special brand of vocal improv called scat singing, Ella Fitzgerald was the queen. And if you aspire to be the next Ella or Cab Calloway or Mel Torme or Anita O'Day, there's an app to help you out, believe it or not. Vocal arranger and educator Michelle Weir is the designer of Scatability. She joins us from her studios at NPR West. Hey, Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Rachel.
I've downloaded this app onto my phone. Do I need to know how to read music, first of all?
You really don't need any musical training. You don't need to know what a 2-5-1 or a dominant 7-sharp-9 is.
Good, because I don't.
They're scary for a lot of people, and it's an ear-based approach to learning.
Is there one exercise that you recommend for first-timers?
Anything that is a call and response would be a good starting point. So call and response 21 with singer Kate Reed is a really good one to start with.
She's going to sing something, and then I repeat it.
Yes.
That's the call and response? Okay.
Uh-huh. We
found that. Oh, that was supposed to be me. We found that. Dee dee da da doo da. Doo day day. Doo day day. Doo ba doo day. Doo ba doo day. Doo day doo ba. Is that it? Am I scatting? That doesn't really feel like scatting. It just feels, I don't know what. I'm like talking like my 3-year-old.
First of all, I think you're doing awesome.
Well, thanks.
What you're doing is you're learning how to scat.
So, am I? Is that
well,
what
it's
doing?
Like learning a language. If someone said, you know, como se dice, or something in a foreign language,
Yeah. You
know, you would want to hear that phrase a few times. You'd need to learn to hear the subtlety of the accent of the singer, their word stress, their tone, their inflection. And that's what you're doing with Kate, is you're listening to her and trying to soak in, how does she do it? Then you're emulating it.
But it's crazy. Like, you're saying made up words. And it's like, if you don't know the rules, you don't know what sounds ridiculous and what sounds cool in
that's
scatting.
Right. And we call them syllables. And you're right, that actually is one of the classic stumbling blocks for singers when I'm out in the world teaching. Because until you can say, ba-do-la-do-la-do-la-do-la-do-ba-do-bop, and have it roll off the tongue easily, then it's a little difficult to get the notes out. But that's why we listen to the professional singers, you know, as role models.
There's one on here that you sing, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a tude number one.
That's right. It's my app.
It's your app. You get to be number one. Okay, right. Let's play this. Va-ba-boo-vop. Va-ba-boo-vop.
Va-ba-boo-vop. This one is an etude, and it's an actual improvised solo. Eventually, you can pretty much sing with it, especially when you've got the talent that you do.
Oh, now you're just, you know, shining me on. Keep it going.
Yeah. And then later we mute the singer, and we get a chance to improvise freely.
Okay, so I'm going to do this one on Mixer.
And just touch the speaker icon, and you will mute the singer.
Mute you. Oh, okay.
And I won't take it personally that you're muting me. Don't worry.
Okay, let's try. Shoo-bee-da-ba-ba-ba-boo. Shoo-bee-da-ba-ba-ba-doo-ba-ba-boo. Shoo-bee-dee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee. Shoo-bee-dee-bee. Shoo-bee-dee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-boo-bop. How was that? That was ridiculous. That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever done.
I mean, little by little, what we want to do is move it more toward what we're...
You're so sweet. Keep going. Keep telling me.
We want to guide it toward what we hear in the demo singer.
So good try, Rachel. That was fun. But I did not get a good grade on that, is what you're telling me.
You got an A-. That's
A-.
A pretty good grade.
Michelle Weir, it has been so fun talking with you. Michelle is the creator of Scatability. She joined us from our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Rachel. Glad to be here. Chestnut roasting on an open fire.